This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, where does it stand as far as moving forward?
So right now, in Canal Side, that this project is at a standstill. And I certainly understand everybody's anger and frustration with it being stalled, because I share the same. But I have been in conversations with Canal Harbor, the developer, and folks from the state. And we all have one joint thing in common, and then that's getting this project done. And as you know, the developer owns the land, and then they're in a quasi-relationship with the state about building this structure that would bring a lot of residents to Canal Side into downtown Buffalo. And ultimately, a large development mixed-use project with commercial and residents living there next to Marine Drive that's going to get redeveloped, and that's adjacent to Explore and More and to all the activities that happen on our waterfront. So it's critically important that we get this project done. And I know that the developer has stated that they're in a financing gap and they're looking for a loan to complete the project. And, you know, I certainly understand where it's the position of some that say you know, the state should fine fee the developer and work to be able to get a new developer there. The fact is, you know, I have a feeling that the hay's already in the barn and we're already pretty far down the line with this project. And even though it looks like a shell, the developer will tell you that they believe it to be 40% done and that they need to finish the build out and the rest of the building. That's not altered from the original plans. And so I think that in a few weeks, hopefully we'll hear from the developer that they've secured the resources they need to complete this vital project in the Canal District, and to make sure that we are on point for construction season, because the project of this magnitude is very large, and we could see hundreds of people living on Canal Side and in downtown Buffalo, and at a time of our urban core suffering from the transition from office workers. We desperately need people living within our city, but we really need them to live in our urban core.
How much are you in favor of more state funding coming to this project?
So I'm in favor of getting the project done. So if the developer needs a loan and the state is amenable to that, I certainly would be supportive, because we need to get the project done. We are costing taxpayers more by just looking at blight in an empty project not being done. And, you know, we're inflicting that pain on the adjacent neighbors like Marine Drive, the Sabres, and Explore and More by not having the project complete. So I'm in favor of a compromise that gets this project done and up and going. And if that's a state loan that we need to do to complete this project, then we need to do that, because, you know, we can talk all we want in circles about fining and feeing and taking the developer out. But these avenues could take years, and I can't see a stalled project for years as this project doesn't proceed if there's a lack of resources. So sometimes we have to bite the bullet and come together to get this project up and running that will ultimately yield a significant investment in the Canal District and pay off dividends to our community and to our residents.
You mentioned before we went on tape that Nick Sinatra was looking to get some more funding, working on something to get the money together here. What have you heard about that?
I have heard from the developer today. I just got off the phone with them. I've been in communication with them frequently for the past months, and they're confident that within days or a week or two that they'll have an announcement that resources have been secured and they've been in agreement with the state to get this project done. And so that's why I'm holding out confidence that a deal will be struck to get this project up and going.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.